La, 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 la. Oh, you are in good voice this morning, sir.
Boy, he's got hair like rock wool.
La, da, da, do, de, da, da. La, da, de, ha, ha, ha.
What was that?
Only me singing, darling.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought it was the call of the water buffalo.
Well, if everything goes right, this call of the water buffalo, as you call it, is our ticket to fame and fortune.
What do you mean?
Just wait. You'll find out. Now, yabba-dabba-doo, I have got to skiddledy-doo-doo.
How can he do this to me so early in the morning?
Let's ride with the family down the street, through the courtesy of Fritz and Pete. When you're with the Flintstones, have a yabba-dabba-doo time, a dabba-doo time, we'll have a gay old time.
Now building. Bedrock Bowl.
Yeah, it's really going to be a big one, too.
I heard that clamshell stage came all the way from Pismo Beach.
No kidding. Pismo Beach?
Easy, easy, does it. Up she goes. Easy. What is it, Lulu Bell? The tooth bothering you again? Let's have a look. Wow, you sure have... Ooh, looks like a bad one.
What's the trouble, Flintstone? Why aren't you working?
Lulu Bell's got a bad tooth, boss.
Impossible. Her group had 21% fewer cavities.
Well, she's got a bad tooth, all right. Take a look.
Can't be. But it sure enough is. I'll get the company dentist over here. Delays, delays. This is Mr. Slate calling Dr. Ben Cavity. Come to excavation site B. Bad molar on Lulu Bell.
Oh, boy, I hate these rush jobs. Excavation site B. Bad molar on Lulu Bell. Ah!
Here comes the dentist.
It's about time. Hurry, man. This delay is costly.
Yes, sir. Oh, my, yes. Bad. Very bad. It's got to come out.
Not him. It's Lulu Bell. Put in a filling, Doc, and hurry it up. We gotta get this bedrock bowl finished.
When's the dedication program?
Saturday.
What kind of program they gonna put on? For the opening show, I mean.
I heard it was gonna be a big TV special.
Right. Starring none other than Anne Margrock herself.
No kidding. Anne Margrock. I hear she's great.
That's a pretty nice-looking filling, if I do say so myself. And now, my signature.
Where does he think he is? Granite's Chinese? Well, if it isn't Loudmouth Harry.
Why, hello there, Fred, baby.
What are you supposed to be doing?
I am supposed to be trying out the acoustics. I plan to be singing here Saturday night.
Are you really going to be in the Ann Margrock show? They're looking for local talent, eh?
That's right. I'm on my way to stardom, baby. This is really a break, especially for Ann Margrock, to be able to discover a talented guy like me.
Hey, what's going on over there?
That's where Ann Margrock's staying. I'll get out here, Fred, baby.
Hello? Hello, this is Bobby Rockley and Marg Rock's manager. Can't we get a little quiet here?
Oh, isn't this wonderful?
No, you gotta sneak away. Find someplace where nobody knows you. Someplace where you can relax and get ready for the show.
Well, this is all right. I like it here.
Nope, won't do. Come on, Ann, you can slip out the back way. Now remember, I want you to take it easy.
Well, if you insist. Bye!
And call me when you find a place.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, if Big Mouth Harry Goldbrick can audition, so can we.
I don't know, Fred.
I do. We can use the garage to wake up the act. Wilma, your baby's crying.
Oh, it's my baby now. Why is it? It's your baby when she's quiet and my baby when she cries.
Look, Wilma, Barney and me have to...
Sorry, Fred. You'll have to keep an eye on her. I'm just swamped with housework.
I thought you were going to get a high school girl to come in and babysit.
I couldn't get anyone. They're all too excited about Ann Margrock being in town. I'll tell you what. You beeswax the floor and I'll babysit.
Okay, I'll watch her.
That does it. You can't work up an act and babysit for Pebbles at the same time.
Yeah, and we don't even get to see Ann Margrock either.
Oh, just my luck. A flat tire.
Look, Pebbles, I'm a monkey.
Oh, will you knock it off, Barney? You're scaring her. Oh, boy, what next? Yes?
Pardon me, could I use your phone?
Huh? Oh, sure. Come on in.
Thank you so much. You see, my car broke down in front of your house and... Oh, what an adorable baby. Hello, precious.
How about that? Pebbles likes you, miss.
Yes, he sure does. Oh, and the phone is over here, miss.
Uh-oh, here we go again.
I better pick her up. Come on, little Pebbly Poo.
Hi, everything's fine, Rockley. Just a little car trouble. No, I haven't found a place to stay yet.
You hear that, Fred? She's looking for a place to stay.
Hey, maybe we got us a babysitter.
Yes, I'll call you as soon as I do. Bye. Thank you so much, Mr.
Flintstone, Mr. Fred Flintstone. And this is my partner, Barney Rubble.
Hi.
I couldn't help overhearing you on the phone. You looking for a place to stay?
Why, yes, I am.
In town for the Ann Margrock show, eh?
Oh, yes, you might say so.
Well, why don't you stay here? Pebbles likes you, and all you have to do is keep an eye on her.
Well, it's certainly cozy and quiet here, and she is awfully cute.
Then it's a deal. Wilma!
What's the matter? What's wrong?
Nothing's wrong. Everything's great. And this young lady's looking for a place to stay for a couple of days, and she's willing to look after the baby. And Pebbles likes her. Look.
Yes, I can see she does. That's awfully nice of you, Miss...
My name's Annie. You have a beautiful baby.
Thank you.
Come on, Barney boy. Let's get out to the garage and polish up our act.
Right.
Oh, fellas, for heaven's sake.
You have just one child, Mrs. Flintstone?
Sometimes I wonder.
Well, Barney boy, what little ditty will we dazzle them with at the ball? Here, I got it. This'll wow 'em.
I hope this isn't a long playing record. I'm tired.
What are you kicking about? My beak isn't exactly a diamond point, you know.
Fred and Barney sing on key. Fred and Barney singing do re mi. They are hard to be when they sing a song. They are hard to be. They can do no wrong in a song.
There, now don't cry, darling.
You are still awake, and it's half past your bedtime. That Sandman had a date he didn't keep. But when the lambs commence to jump across the fence, I'll count them all until you fall asleep. The first little lamb jumped over the fence and was off to the land of Nod. The second and third were close behind, like three little peas in a pod. The fourth little lamb was too chubby to jump. He crawled under instead. The fifth little lamb wasn't there at all. He must have stayed home in bed. Number six jumped around as confused as could be. He didn't know where he had been. He jumped over, that's true, but before he was through, he jumped over, jumped back, then jumped over again. The next little lamb was the littlest lamb, too little for such a big leap. Though he tried like a scout, he soon tuckered out, and the littlest lamb was asleep. The littlest lamb.
Hey, look at this one, Barney. Let's try a chorus of while strolling by the rock one day.
Fellas, hey, could you hold it down? The baby's asleep.
Yeah, but we gotta work up an act.
An act? You do an act?
Maybe you'd like to watch some real professionals work.
Well, I'd love to. I'll tell you what, I'll put the baby in the other room and be right out.
Okay, Barn, let's take it from the top. That's showbiz talk. And this time we do a little chorus of Gravel Me Back to Old Virginny.
Gravel me back to Old Virginny. That's where the cotton and the gold.
Mr. Flintstone, say, why don't you use those hats and canes? It would dress up your act.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was going to do that later.
Pretty nifty, huh? Here you are, partner. Catch.
Righto, old chap.
Ta-da!
It would be nice if you put some movement into it, too.
Movement? Like what?
May I borrow your hat and cane, Mr. Rubble?
Sure. Be my guest.
Now then, shall we take it from the top?
You're good, Annie.
You're the greatest.
And you are both absolutely wonderful.
Rockley speaking. Hello, Anne. Anne, where have you been? I tried to get a hold of you yesterday. We're having sponsor trouble. I'll meet you down at Bedrock Bowl right away.
Oh, dear, I don't see how I can. I have the baby to look after, and nobody's up yet.
But Anne, this is important. Baby? What baby?
Oh, all right, I'll be there. I'll just have to bring her with me, that's all.
But Mr. Sponsor, Anne, Mark Rock's a star. She can do any kind of music.
I don't believe it. These young singers, all they can sing is this ooh-hop-a-dop stuff.
But I tell you, Ann Margrock can do any kind of music.
Now, you be a good girl, and I'll be right back. all right, honey. I think I'm spoiling you. Now, close your eyes. This little lamb is the littlest lamb, too little for such a big leap. Though you try like a scout, you soon tucker out. Now my littlest lamb is asleep. My littlest lamb is asleep.
Who's that girl?
That's your star.
That was beautiful. Just lovely. I'm proud to have you on the show. Proud. My mother used to sing that song to me. What a beautiful child. Who is she?
She belongs to the Flintstones, the people I'm staying with.
You make a wonderful team.
Well, thank you, sir.
It's a fact. Good day.
Flintstone, huh? Well, we owe that baby a vote of thanks. She helped save the day.
How do you think our audition went, Fred?
Are you kidding? We murdered him.
How come they stopped us after the first chorus?
Were they sure enough to know that we got what it takes?
Then how come that fellow was holding his nose?
He was pointing at his nose, Barney. That's a television signal. It means they're on time. Hey, hold it. Here comes a couple of the big shots.
Beautiful. In all my years, I've never heard anything like it. And Margrock and, what was that name again?
Flintstone.
Yes, Flintstone. Margrock and Flintstone. What a sensational combination.
You hear that? He said we're sensational. We're in, Barney. They want us to work with Ann Margrock.
How come they didn't mention my name?
What's the difference? They know we're a team, Flintstone and Rubble.
You mean Rubble and Flintstone.
It's true. Barney and I are going to be on the Ann Margrock show. Then it's right to the top.
We're going
to
be big stars.
What's that for?
To wake you both up. You were dreaming.
Yeah.
Well, just watch the TV show tonight and call up everyone we know.
Get everybody tuned in.
Time for one more rehearsal.
Right, partner?
Is it possible? Fred and Barney singing on television?
You know something, Barney? We're being selfish.
Selfish?
I mean about Annie. After all, she did help us.
Fred, I'm proud of you. Here she comes now.
Oh, Annie.
Yes, sir?
I got big news. Now, brace yourself. You ready? Well, you are going to be on the stage at the Bedrock Bowl tonight.
Uh-huh.
I guess she's in a deep state of shock.
Now, don't faint. I mean it. Barney and I are going to be on the Ann Margrock show. And you've been so darn sweet and helpful, we want you to appear with us.
You mean you take me on as a partner?
That's right. We think you got lots of talent. We want you to have every chance for a big career. See you backstage at 8.
I'll be there, Mr. Flintstone, and thanks. Now, not one word out of you, young lady.
Figaro, Figaro, Figaro. How's that, Fred?
Marvelous. You sound just like Jeanette Rocknonald.
Mr. Rockley, I wonder when we're going to announce the winner of the auditions.
Oh, didn't you hear? That's out. The sponsor wants Ann Margrock to do a one-woman show. Sorry.
Vaughn, what do you think of Rory Flintstone for a stage name? Or maybe Kirk would be better.
I like Fatso.
Say, what are you two clouds doing here?
Getting ready to go on?
Yeah, that's a hot one. As what?
Let's give him a sample, Vaughn.
daughter.
What's that sound like?
Tonsillitis, what else? Come on, who are you kidding?
But it's true.
Would you like to make a small wager on it?
Oh, we might. How much do you feel that you can afford to lose?
Well, shall we say $10?
Make it 15.
How about 20?
Why not 30?
Done. Oh, Mr. Rockley?
Yeah?
Would you kindly tell my friend here who won the audition?
I told you, nobody. And Margrock's doing the show alone.
Alone?
Well, I'll see you fellas on payday.
Kind of tough, huh, Fred?
Yeah.
Hi, fellas. All set?
Annie, there's something I have to tell you.
What is it?
I really feel awful about it, but you see, well, we can't give you your big chance because we're not going to be on the show.
You're not?
Nope.
But you told Wilma. All your friends will be watching.
I know, but that's not what bothers us.
What we're really sorry about is raising your hopes like we done.
Yeah, we're not good enough for the big time, but you're young and really talented, and gee, we would have loved to have been able to give you your chance.
You mean that's what really bothers you? That I'll be disappointed?
Oh, I guess we're a couple of phonies. You really deserve better.
The star of our show, Ann Margrock.
Now, don't you go away, you two. You wait right there.
Hey, where are you going?
Annie, wait. Get out of there.
Hurry. Just call the cops. I think Annie.
Ann Margrock?
Special little listener, I'd like to say good night. Good night, Pebbles.
Good night.
Come on, fellas, I need some help. Let's take it from the top.
You're gonna find out just what you've done wrong. You're gonna wake up in the morning, baby, I'll be gone. Each and every day in the week, can't eat for dinner and I can't sleep. I loved you, but I ain't gonna be your fool. I loved you, but I ain't gonna be your fool. I loved you, but I ain't gonna be your fool.